Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routines that hold it all together. Today, we're talking about how to get a break for yourself each night as a stay-at-home mom, because no, you don't have to be the parent on call 24/7. Is your dream to have a quiet house all to yourself? Then a healthy dose of me time is coming right up. Get the downtime you need to warm up that second cup of coffee, recharge from your day with the kids, and knock out your business to-do list. Book your free call with me to find out how to get this kind of free time every day. Soon, it's going to be your new reality. Look, I'm guessing you're the parent on call at your house pretty much all the time. Yes, sometimes you leave the room, but your husband is probably deferring all the honey. Can you keep the kids quiet, not fighting or something, parenting to you when he's off work? Am I right? But this means that you are never, ever getting a break because you're always having to be pulled back in to manage the kids, break up sibling fights, and shush everyone. Is that fair? I don't think so. Look. You're allowed to ask your husband to watch the kids for 40 minutes between bath and bedtime so that you can shower or work out or journal in peace just for a bit. You're allowed to ask him to be the parent on call while the kids are occupied for a change. He's the dad too. You can let him be in charge sometimes. In fact, more than let, how about request? Because if you aren't getting any time to yourself, no white space to even hear yourself think, then you have to get creative about giving yourself time off as a parent. And by off, I do mean off. Not, well, technically I'm working out by myself, but the kids are popping in every minute to tell me something. I mean, actually off, like you would ensure for your husband if he said he needed to go work out. You probably wouldn't dream of letting the kids wander in and out and asking him questions while he's huffing and puffing and can barely talk, right? So I want you to respect yourself just as much as you respect him and politely request you be given that same level of no, don't knock on the door when you can hear, come here and ask me kind of basic courtesy. Because you've got a co-parent, right? He's not expecting you to be the perpetual nanny, correct? Then you can ask him for a little bit of time off at the most convenient time for both of you. It's okay. Where in your day, each day, mind you, can you get a little bit of not being not the parent on call break? Now, I will caveat, if you really seriously can't fit anything in with the way your family's particular schedule work hours are set up, there's an alternate route. Where in your weekend are you going to take 2 to 3 hours for yourself to make up for not getting the daily week time? Okay? So you just pick. If your husband has particular kind of shifts, it just really isn't going to work. That's fine, but like go disappear for 3 hours on Saturday, all right? Say, here's what's for lunch. Take him to the park, go watch cartoons, go fly Lego airplanes, whatever you want. And you go away for like 3 hours so that you are not on call. You have that mental break, okay? Because you need some adult-only downtime when you're not keeping half an ear out for what the kids are doing, and you are going to get it. Trust me, you will be a lot happier for it. Is your dream to have a quiet house all to yourself? Then a healthy dose of me time is coming right up. Get the downtime you need to warm up that second cup of coffee, recharge from your day, and knock out your business to-do list. Book your free call with me to find out how to get this time kind of free time every day. Soon, it's going to be your new reality, and I will see you on that call. That's all for now. Have a wonderful day.